the highest praise. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? King David, with great exuberance, is caught up into the majestic wonders and tender mercies of the Lord, ever increasing in volume and intensity. David, in the midst of offering praises, abruptly stops and asks the question, who can? Who can utter adequately and totally the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can tell all that he has done? As creator and sustainer of mankind, God has commanded that everything that breathes is to offer him praise. Limited in our knowledge, weak in our strength, sometimes distracted in our affections, nonetheless, we willingly praise him. But it is with certainty that we need his enabling power to bring us to the place where our praises flow forth effortlessly, without pretension, without strain, and without distraction. And even after having this achieved within us, our praises are so scant when compared to his greatness and to the glory of which he is due. The highest praise, therefore, becomes the praise that God alone can give himself. It is God only who knows in total the treasures of his grace, the mystery of his will, the unsearchable riches of Christ, his wonderful works, and his manifold wisdom. It is God solely who knows the greatness of his power, who measures the daily load of benefits, the multitude of his mercy, and who pleads successfully without fail his own cause. In praise of himself, he declares, "See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever." God, the perfection of holiness, is set apart in his praise of himself. Truly, this is the highest praise. God, by virtue of his nature, excellent in all his ways, is solely able to praise himself to the fullest extent and intensity. After experiencing a foretaste of the glory of the Lord, it is no wonder that the children of Israel asked the question, "Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders?" In spite of the shortcomings of our praise to God, we nonetheless, in obedience to his command and with a willing spirit, continue to offer our praise. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his host, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. This is Felma Sanders with God's Word Alive, the highest praise, September 2020.